10 Doors Down, the story of an extraordinary adoption reunion, written and narrated by Robert Tickner. I was born at 1:25 a.m. on Christmas Eve 1951 at Crown Street Women's Hospital in Surry Hills, an inner city suburb of Sydney, on the doorstep of the Central Business District. Once disparagingly dismissed as a working-class slum, Surry Hills is now morphed into one of the most upmarket residential areas in Australia. Even the hospital site has been recast into a trendy residential and commercial complex, but for many decades it was a major maternity hospital, responsible for some of the worst practices in baby adoption in the nation. My mother, Maida Ann Beasley, was 23 years old at the time of my birth and not married. She had grown up in the New South Wales central west town of Orange and had come to Sydney for my birth. As did almost all single women who became pregnant in those times, she suffered family and social pressures to leave her work, her town, and her friends. She carried the shame of her pregnancy to the city of Sydney, where she secretly gave birth to her child. After my mother had signed the papers to give the child up for adoption, she was told nothing at all about where her baby had gone. The signing completed, that was the end of the matter. The law had spoken. The prevailing thinking at the time was that an adopted baby should be given a fresh beginning, free of the stigma of illegitimacy. Adopting parents were encouraged to think that the child they were taking home was unwanted by the birth mother. It took decades of campaigning for relinquishing mothers to gain public awareness and understanding of their pain. I was given a new identity, and all doors were firmly shut between my birth mother, my wider family, and me until the law changed in New South Wales some 40 years later. Being a sensitive, kind, and loving person, my adoptive mother Gwen must have given some thought to what my birth mother would have been feeling. But in those days, no contact with an adopted child's birth mother was possible. The whole process was shrouded in confidentiality and secrecy. The adoption order of the Supreme Court of New South Wales is a formal legalistic document. Mine began, in the matter of David John Beasley, bracket, to be known as Robert Edward Tickner, end bracket, in the matter of the Child Welfare Act of 1939, part 19, and was dated Thursday the 24th of April 1952, almost 4 months after my new mother and father took delivery of me in December 1951. The final adoption order was made by Judge Dovey of the New South Wales Supreme Court, who became better known to many Australians in later years as the father of Margaret Whitlam, wife of Prime Minister Gough Whitlam. It notes the various affidavits.